Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So while everything else is catching on fire all over the world, we've got Christopher Wray once again sounding the call that Chinese hackers have the ability to physically wreak havoc. These are his words on our critical infrastructure at a time of its choosing. And he says they're waiting for just the right moment to deal a devastating blow. You know, folks, things can change in a very, very short period of time, unfortunately. And the more that we keep getting distracted by so much of what the Democrat Party and the Biden campaign and the some of the media and so forth, they keep trying to make us look a different direction and worry about Donald Trump, who's going to take away our democracy. Well, I would be much more worried. If I were them, right, I would be much more worried about this kind of very devastating prediction as opposed to trying to create this brouhaha about Donald Trump, who might get elected president of the United States. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the weekend edition. We're glad to be with you this morning. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message. Christy, thank you so much for your direct message. And, yeah, we'll be happy to ask Denise about those things. And then also, of course, folks, you can call up if you want to be part of the program. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of this hour if you have a question or comment. For Denise Simon, founderscode.com, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Welcome back once again, Denise.
Good morning. Thanks.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we want to talk more about Israel and certainly the Trump trial that's going on. But what do you make? Again, here comes Christopher Wray. It's not good what he's talking about.
It's not a new situation that he's talking about. He's been talking about it for at least a couple of months.
Right.
And the question is, who's paying attention? Well, I know that I'm paying attention because I just told, about 2 months ago, I told both of my sons to go buy those big, huge, 5-gallon jugs of water.
Right.
I told them to buy 20 of them, 50 of them. we can do with a lot of things, but we can't do without water. I would say that this administration is clearly not paying the attention that it needs to pay. We've got enough government employees, federal government employees, that we pay a lot of big money to. They have big, huge budgets to get things right. And when it comes to China, they're not getting things right. There's no sense of urgency. Now, this hack is the Volt Typhoon, this hacker group, and they are very tied to the CCP. And when the timing's right, well, I would argue that it doesn't necessarily have to have a certain amount of timing, although if they took down a grid or they infected into a water system or some kind of transportation system, or pipelines, that would hurt. But if they do these little things all the time and they take, a water system down in Tacoma and then another one down in Pittsburgh and they do a grid in Iowa or something, mm-hmm. They can see how we react or we don't react. But the bigger question is, they're already seeing right now how we are not reacting, how we are not behaving.
Yeah.
One of the best sources for all things cyber is the Pittsburgh office of the FBI and the NSA. So we only have Christopher Wray coming out here sounding these horns and you know, the making blaring statements, and he should be. But where's everybody else?
Yeah, good question. You know, Denise, we had a great call back in hour number one from John up in Nyack, New York, and he was putting together the idea that, again, you have this capability by hackers tied to China, and we're also in an election year. You know, what if they were to try to time something like that out? I mean, they want Joe Biden to be president, I'm pretty sure. They certainly don't want Donald Trump.
There's no consequence.
Yeah, exactly. So is there a possibility that they would time these actions in order to be part of the chaos in November?
Yes, of course it is.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, other governments watch us more than we watch ourselves. That includes listeners out here. You know, it's fine for the listeners to, you know, do the research, and I'm happy that they're doing it. I'm glad that they're reading the documents. I'm glad that they're using multiple sources. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to force multiply. And then once we learn these things and we have these evidences, we need to challenge everybody we can challenge. I mean, this is a time to get engaged. I mean, I woke up this morning and the first thing I thought to myself, the first word when I put my feet on the floor was sabotage. We've got sabotage, purposeful sabotage going on inside the country from internal forces and external forces. What are we doing about it?
Zero, as far as I know. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if you take down a satellite, a GPS satellite today, or two or three of them, banking ends. Did you know that?
That's right. They can't make their transactions.
They cannot make transactions.
Yeah.
Now, what is the world? What do the Americans do when they can't access banking funds?
Yeah,
just say they do it for 3 days.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, it would be.
We go into a panic when we don't have a cell phone for an hour.
That's true. The internet's down. What do I do now? Exactly. I know. I've experienced that kind of thing where suddenly, everything you're trying to get accomplished is tied to your connectivity. Exactly.
Water and cash.
Yep.
You know, do I go into the whole other thing for self-defense?
Through
that one, too.
Yeah. Well, stay right there, Denise. We're going to head out to the first break of hour number three here. We're glad to be with you. Stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and we are coming right back. I do promise.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Well, I said yesterday when we were talking with Frank Salvato that Frank and I were marked safe from being eaten by cannibals. And I'd like to include Denise Simon in that. I'm pretty sure, Denise, I'm pretty sure that you have...
I'm safe. Not,
yeah, that's very, very good. I hope that others start checking in as well because, you know, it just seems like, you know, Joe Biden said it. And now that you reintroduce this potential problem on top of everything else, Denise, we got this cannibal problem.
Well,
yeah, but maybe that was so long ago. Maybe that's okay now. I don't know. But it again, wasn't it just very weird that Joe Biden would say
what's
something?
What's weirder
like that?
Is that Karine Jean-Pierre yesterday turned it around on Trump.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, with this thing that Trump is supposed to have said about service members and veterans, and Mike Pompeo even said, "Hey, I was on that trip in France, and I never heard him say something like that."
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly.
Well, here we are.
And then Karine Jean-Pierre also said, "Let's not make jokes about this."
It wasn't a joke. Right.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I mean, about
Joe Biden. But she never answered the question.
Well, that's right, because they realize that they can't sort of walk their way out of that one. It's just too bizarre, you know.
Yeah, and then she was asked the question about Israel's strikes on Iran. She said, "No comment. I know you guys are going to ask me about it. I know there's a lot out there to be talked about, but for right now, no comment." What?
Right.
What?
Yeah. Isn't that something? Yeah, I'm not surprised though. Because they got to walk this fine line of not not offending Iran?
Well, the only reason she said no comment is because she was clearly not prepared to do any of it, and she would have handed off to John Kirby, and we don't even know where he is.
Yeah.
You know, of course, he would have lied anyway, so maybe no comment was better.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm glad you mentioned Kirby, because Kirby seems these days, his whole go-to thing now is he'll kind of start talking like this, like, now, I don't even know what you're talking about with me. Why are you even mentioning that? You know, this, he starts kind of getting it so, like, a little too much of trying to make it look like whatever Peter Doocy or whomever asks him about anything, it's like, this is like a non-question. Why are you even talking to me about this?
Precisely.
Yeah. Well,
quite frankly, I'm happy that he is a former military, that he's a veteran. I mean, if he was active duty right now as an admiral, I think we'd be in worse trouble.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Well, Christy, listening on AM860, The Answer, she wrote in with a direct message. And she talked about, you know, maybe we're blaming Joe Biden for the border crisis. Maybe we should be blaming Obama. And she talks about how former President Obama called for a comprehensive immigration reform to fix the dysfunctional system as the Biden administration grapples with what he called a heartbreaking migrant crisis at the southern border. What do you think?
Obama was all about open borders. They did gratuitous things to make it look like that he was concerned about the border, but he wasn't. And it all started with DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood. For a second. Deferred action, which means we're not going to do anything, for childhood arrivals. But we're sitting here thinking, oh, children. Well, do you know that the age of those children went up to 31 years old?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Is a 31-year-old considered a child? Well, no.
Yeah, I mean, you're off the insurance at 26, I think, right? I see your point.
Exactly. So, and as long as you've got countries that are not stable, and you've got rogue leaders, and you've got a country that's going to give you anything that you want, medical care, education, housing, food, money to spend, they're going to look and say, you know what, we live in a bad situation where we are, or at least we think it is, so we don't like it here anymore. But let's just go to the United States, and we'll get there any way we can. Now, if they're in a bad situation, and they get here any way they can, they have to pay these mules lots of money, $3,000, $5,000 per person. Where does that money come from if they're leaving a bad situation?
That's a good question. That'd be hard to cobble together that kind of money.
Well, it's coming from people here in the United States.
Yeah.
We probably have these funds that they can apply for hardships, and we're paying for it. Remember, we had, what was it, 330,000 that DHS was sending airplanes
right
to go get them, so they don't have to pay it. They're just finessing the cartels.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned this, because I guess it begs the question, the U.S. government could give someone money to give to what they know is a criminal enterprise at that point.
Well, of course it's a criminal enterprise.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a RICO Act. Again, we're going back to sabotage. We've sabotaged sovereignty. We're sabotaging our own infrastructure on all of this, our own institutions. We're sabotaging education. I mean, I just went through that list, and healthcare and voting and real estate and peace and security.
Unfortunately, you're exactly right on the money. And this goes to this doctrine of chaos that's going on right now. And it's something you mention from time to time, Denise, but it's, again, right on the money. And that is, there's no peace, that nobody can sort of get away from the everything being in chaos.
No, there's and I don't care where you are. You know, my oldest son gets off of work yesterday, sends me a text message. We in the family text message thing, and he says, "What about this guy that set himself on fire in Washington, D.C.?" And I said, "Well, dude, I watched this thing live." Okay, I was... and the guy was from St. Augustine. He's now dead, by the way. He died about 3 hours ago.
Hmm.
That just shows you the despair. Now, there's levels of despair that are out there. But you've got despair in this country. We are a sad nation. We are unhappy. And I think that we need to, it's almost like an Alcoholics Anonymous thing. We need to admit that we are. And how much sadness do you want to take before we say we've had enough? Now, we've got this fascinating woman out of Chicago. I think her name was R.A. Easley.
Mm-hmm.
A very articulate Black woman in Chicago that started a thing several years ago, and she has really gained traction here in the last several months, and that is Chicago Red. They're working on turning Chicago red because they're sick and tired of what the liberals and the Democrats and the Marxist leadership in Cook County and Chicago have done.
Wow. Yeah.
To the city. And she was wearing a MAGA hat. TV last night.
Well,
she's right.
Well,
she's had enough. So what about the rest of us?
Yeah.
Now, we're here in Florida. In Florida, you know, we residents of Florida, we're pretty much living normal lives down here. Thank God, because we've got some good leadership. So it's hard for us to necessarily understand the hardships and the despair and the sadness and all the badness in other states, because, you know, we see it on the news, but unless you're in it, the impact is not as great. And, you know, I realized that during all things COVID, you know, we really never closed in the state of Florida during all things COVID. But what was happening to businesses and people and parents and schools and children during lockdowns? And masks and lines and food and jobs and then you throw in the George Floyd stuff and the Black Lives Matter on top of it all. It's hard for us to process that, you know?
Yeah.
Unless you're there.
Well, it does
We're
go
in
to
despair.
Very well said. That's the thing. And that's how you can try to again. You know, say, look, you know, we're going to start imposing this other system. You know, we're going to start tearing more stuff down. You know, it's just, it's creating this, as you said, despair that makes people just say, what difference does it make?
Well, the White House came out yesterday and absolutely essentially put the final nail on the coffin on Title IX in women's sports.
That's right. That's right. Well, stay right there, Denise. We got more about this when we come right back, everybody. Bottom of the hour, we'll open the telephone lines, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Weekend Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News Update. 6 alternate jurors have been selected for former President Trump's hush money trial, joining the already established panel of 12 jurors. Opening arguments are set to begin on Monday. The U.S. is blocking the United Nations from approving a Palestinian request for full membership status by using its veto in the Security Council.
The draft resolution has not been adopted owing to the negative vote of a permanent member of the Council.
The U.K. and Switzerland abstained from Thursday's vote while the remaining 12 members voted yes. President Biden is mobilizing union workers to support his bid for re-election. Speaking at a conference of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Washington, D.C. Friday, the president highlighted how his bipartisan infrastructure legislation is fostering the creation of new unionized positions, proudly dubbing himself the most pro-union president in American history. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. The weekend edition flies by, I think sometimes even faster than the Friday edition. I don't know quite how to explain it scientifically, so I'm just going to accept it. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. But welcome back, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you're a first-time caller, 949-822-7959. See what I did there. And we've got more, much more, with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Welcome back, Denise.
Thank you.
You know, before we get to the caller, we do have a caller hanging on, but I did want to ask you about a development I saw, and this has to do with evidently U.S. troops are going to now leave the country of Niger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, but it's significant there's a base there, too, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, is this part of some agreement, or what's going on, do you think?
Well, they're not getting the attention or the support that they need to have. And so, we're back to, if we gave them rules of engagement and the tools to work with, we wouldn't have to do that. But that's not where we are. We're not in any, we deploy these people and just say, you know, go over there and hang on.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like there's a mission in that regard. But how does this, maybe this is out of left field, but how does this relate then to what China wants to do, for example, in the continent of Africa? And how would they see something like this?
I don't know that they're terribly related, but, you know, China and Russia are all over Africa. All over it.
Mm-hmm.
China's over there, you know, buying up as much rare earth minerals as they can possibly get. Russia's doing pretty much the same thing. China is still doing their debt trapping, saying that we'll build phone infrastructure or bridges or roads or airports or whatever, and then the country can't pay it back, so guess what? China owns it. So that's
indeed
turning the countries in Africa over to rogue nations. I would argue that maybe we ought to, if we're going to send our war fighters on a deployment someplace and they're not allowed to fight, then turn them into CIA operatives and just have them collect intelligence. Maybe we can. Well, no, never mind, because we don't do anything with the intelligence.
Yes, I hate to laugh, but I think you're on something. All right, Backgammon Bob has got a question or comment for you this morning. Denise, welcome, Backgammon Bob.
Yes. I assume you've seen on the news where the Palestinian demonstrators are rioting all around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, they want to establish a caliphate in this country. I've heard them say it on TV and stuff. They said, we're going to keep coming and keep going. It's going to happen every day, all day, this kind of stuff.
Yep.
They're going into an anti-Israel frenzy, holding institutions and infrastructure hostage. And this is turning into a Muslim religious war in which they are not going to stop until they... Say that again, please.
They're colonizing here.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Started in 1964 with the Muslim Brotherhood and hasn't stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it's going full structure, and they're capturing the attention of our youth and stuff. And if we don't stop it now, this, I think, is a far greater danger than we realize.
Well, yeah, there's radicalization that's going on. Exactly.
Well, maybe we ought to take a look at some of these professors that are on the payroll that are, teaching.
Because our youth is turning into their shock troops, in other words.
That's right.
I think that
we need to start taking care of stuff in this country. I know I've said this before,
mm-hmm.
but this type of stuff is a far greater danger than what's going to happen to some country overseas. And along with what's coming across the Mexican border, and you're absolutely right about a lot of the Chinese stuff. There's no doubt about that. But I just say, and the Chinese may well try and take hold or help them and grab one of them and help them. All right. That's it, Denise.
Hey, thank you, Backgammon Bob. Well, I guess what wasn't the biggest problem is Donald Trump, right? Isn't he the one who's going to ruin our whole country and take our democracy away from us, Denise?
We have the ability. I mean, when we have issues, it's not we do this instead of that. We have the ability to do several things at the same time if everybody's on the same sheet of music. The problem is that the sheet of music is a bad, bad, bad sheet of music.
Yeah, well put.
This is where we are. I was actually talking to a friend yesterday who still to this day he's former intelligence, and he still has been out for a long time, and has the highest security clearance there is. And I said yesterday to him, do we have at least more than one war room here where we are actually making a list of all the things that we need to fix in the first 100 days of a new administration? And he said, yeah, there are several war rooms that are doing these kinds of things. The task is so daunting out there on what we need to fix, solve, and then do for the benefit of not only our own country, but put ourselves back in leadership and around the globe. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the biggest things is spending. That's one of the first things that's out there. Stop the spending. The other thing is waste, fraud, and abuse. And inside waste, fraud, and abuse is law and order. And You know, we can go through executive orders, we can go through regulations, we can go through CRT, we can go through DEI, we can go through what's happening in our universities. But it's not only happening just in our universities, it's happening in the public school systems. You know, it's just...
Well, you know, when Backgammon Bob was talking about the idea, you know, you've got these, you know, the young people that are getting radicalized, essentially, you know, how would it be, you know, I'm trying to think of how an actual takeover, quote unquote, could actually happen. The United States is a very big place. There's a lot of people. It seems to me that there would have to be some kind of terroristic threat that would be so overly bad that that people would have to try to comply, at least in certain pockets, you know. And I don't know if that's a nuclear terrorism or what, but, you know, what the end game is would be, I just don't know.
I almost don't know where to go with that. My knee-jerk reaction to that is, do you watch TV commercials? When you're watching TV, when the commercial comes on, do you get up and leave the room? Because I challenge you for a week, don't get up and leave the room. Watch the commercials and see how really stupid they are. And they're stupid because they're feeding us stupidness. And they're making people stupider. And I know that to be true because I think I've said this before. I've got Nextdoor, which is a phone app on my phone. And I look through it from time to time. And the people on there are proves my point. They are just stupid. Stupid. So, when it comes to TV shows, if you ever look at some of these TV shows that are on NBC and ABC, yeah, some of the TV shows are just as stupid.
And that's why I think a lot of people, they'll stream old shows. Like they'll be watching something that was on 20 years ago or even more, and that's kind of what catches their attention. You know, they long for something else that's a little more in line, you know, with their values, maybe to some degree.
Well, and you know, what are the values anymore? Are the values, you know, what we're seeing happening at Columbus University, Columbia? I mean,
right. And they think they have license because they're protesting genocide, you know. So they can literally do whatever they want. They're completely justified in their own minds.
Right. Absolutely right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, going back to the war room to fix the things, the task is so huge. We have the ability to do it if we're serious about doing it.
Yeah.
You know, if you understand the Boston Tea Party, you know, the Patriots were pretty angry about having the tea taxed. And they tried all kinds of things, and they finally decided that, you know, nothing was working, so they're going to dump the tea into the harbor.
Right, exactly. Well, Denise Simon.
Seems kind of small compared to where we are today, huh?
No kidding. Well, Denise, have a great weekend. We're going to talk to you again on Monday.
Happy weekend.
Happy weekend. Take care. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. Stay right there. We're coming right back.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Is a mighty powerful heat, but it's almost impossible to go near the sun. The moon is more manageable.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You know, I'm telling you, I don't know what's worse. having to endure the mighty heat of the sun or having the real possibility that cannibals would get you, folks. Again, I can't get enough of both that quote and then also what Joe Biden was talking about when he said about poor Uncle Bozy, who he believes was more than likely eaten by cannibals. I just don't know what kind of world we're living in anymore, folks. I really don't. Welcome back to the show. Of course, Kyle Warren with you. And thank you, Bill, listening on WLSS. Thank you for your direct message. Yeah, we can bring some of that up with Denise on Monday. Bill writes in and talks about the idea that especially in Mexico, there appears to be a group there that is helping people to figure out, you know, what to say and how to get to America and how to be prepped for crossing once they get near the U.S. border and so forth. And this, again, he was saying, we were talking about, you know, where does the money come, you know, to get people to the border so they can cross over illegally. He also calls out the idea of non-citizens voting, which in some cases, you're right, Bill, that is happening in certain places. He says, for example, in San Francisco, the head of the elections board is actually a non-citizen, he says. He says the 2024 elections are in deeper trouble than most of us understand. Pray for America. Well, I agree completely. That's one of the best things we could possibly do, I'll tell you that. And sometimes the argument goes like this. Well, some people are living in our area, so they should be able to vote for the school board, or they should be able to vote for this or that. And these are incrementalist steps, right, in order to eventually get the bigger goal. Because that's how the far left work. That's how it works. They do things, sometimes it's trying to do it one fell swoop, but a lot of times it's incremental. It's kind of like going after the Second Amendment. Well, you know, we'll just do this, and now we just need to do that. A little bit more here, a little bit more there. And don't you want some common sense gun laws, right? You wouldn't reject common sense, would you? And that's how they do it. So it's a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. And not just Second Amendment, but how about First Amendment? How about words you can say and words you can't say? How about things you can discuss and things you can't discuss? Opinions you can have and opinions you can't have. You know, this is, you know, part and parcel of the modus operandi in order to really just start gutting a society and gutting a culture, gutting a way of doing things, especially when it comes to the U.S. Constitution. So, you know, tearing things down little at a time, a lot of times can add up. So that's a very, very, that's a very big thing we have to watch out for. All right. So again, the whole cannibal thing, we had a clip earlier and we've got a little bit more of it. This is Karine Jean-Pierre trying to explain to Peter Ducey the best way she could possibly try. But she's got nothing though on this. And it was a great question about, you know, what did the president, you know, why was he saying this? There's, you know, why the whole cannibal thing? So Karine Jean-Pierre has to turn it around into somehow, are we disparaging a veteran or a service member who gave their life in World War II? Well, of course not. But she's got nothing, so they try to turn it around. Let's listen in.
I was there. I think you traveled with us too to Pennsylvania. I'm not sure if you were there at the memorial in Scranton. The president had a emotional and I think a symbolic moment. He had an opportunity as president to honor his uncle's service in uniform. He had an opportunity to be there as president to speak to the bravery of his uncle, and not just his uncle, but many U.S. service members that put their lives on the line on behalf of this country. So his uncle who lost his life when the military...
Stop right there. Stop right there. You see, but that's not the point, Karine Jean-Pierre. You've missed the point entirely. It has nothing to do with, you know, trying to disparage, because nobody's trying to disparage Joe Biden's uncle. Everyone understands. You see, but this is the, you know, try to steamroll over you with this stuff and then try to make it look like, oh, man, even asking this question, you know, just even bringing up this whole, you know, bizarre cannibal story, you know, you're just not appreciating what Uncle Bosie did. And that's just not true whatsoever. But it's a tactic. It fails miserably. Let's continue.
The aircraft he was on crashed in the Pacific after taking off near New Guinea. The president highlighted his uncle's story as he made the case for honoring our sacred commitment to equip those we sent.
And she's reading this from the Bible.
Them and
from
their
the
families
Bible,
when
the
they come home.
She's reading
and as
this.
He iterated, the last thing American veterans are, or the last thing Americans are, should be called, are suckers and losers, and that is, those types of words should not come from a commander in chief.
It has nothing to do with Trump.
And
the question was about cannibals.
Lifting up our American veterans and honoring them, and that's what you saw from this president.
And I agree, Second Lieutenant Ambrose J. Finnegan was a war hero, but the Pentagon says, for unknown reasons, the plane was forced to ditch in the ocean. Both engines failed at low altitude. Why is President Biden saying he was shot down? There's no evidence of that. And why is he saying that his uncle was eaten by cannibals? That is a bad way to go.
He lost his life. It's not, look, I'm not. We should not make jokes.
We should not make jokes.
Wait.
President Biden said that his uncle was eaten by cannibals.
I mean, your last line is it's for a laugh. It's for a funny statement, and he takes this very seriously.
Okay, stop right there. I'm telling you, you know, because it's so out of the ordinary, Karine Jean-Pierre. It's so bizarre, Karine Jean-Pierre, ditching in the ocean. And, you know, the unfortunate loss of life of the U.S. servicemen is terrible, and everybody agrees with that. Peter Doocy just agreed. Oh, yes, he's a war hero, of course. But the real point here is, here we go again. Uncle Joe is talking about Uncle Bozy, and Uncle Joe is being bizarre again. So she knows this, folks. She understands it. You know, I say I've got the best job in the world. She's got the worst job in the world because she's got to try to, you know, fold you into a pretzel whenever you ask a question about something bizarre that Joe Biden did or said. She's got to try to explain it away. First, they try, I shall now read from the binder. The president experienced an emotional moment in which he was able to honor his uniformed servicemen, et cetera, and she'll just keep reading from that. And then the follow-up, yes, but he said that they were eaten by cannibals, and there's no good reason to even suspect that, among others. I mean, maybe he could have been eaten by a giant octopus, for we don't know that. But I'm telling you, Joe Biden comes up with this stuff, and she's got to try to clean it up. And then when you say, look, this sounds kind of bizarre. Well, now you're making jokes. All you want to do is get a laugh. That's not really true. But no matter what, she can't, and she's her hands are tied in this. She can't address the bizarre nature of this. Let's listen in.
People who served and protected this country lost his life serving. And that should matter.
See, more
indignation.
We have
a president that lifts up
our
U.S. troops.
And of course, we all lift up our U.S. troops and our veterans every day.
Who thinks about them? Who actually thinks
about them? Okay, so again, so we're just going to fade that down because that is, it's just more, well, you know what, from Karine Jean-Pierre on this. She has nothing. The White House doesn't have anything. They realize how bizarre it is. It is a already prefab campaign commercial for not just Donald Trump, but everybody else in the GOP all the way down the line. Try to explain. And by the way, this is maybe another reason why they won't debate. The White House will never let the president debate because I'm telling you, if I was Donald Trump, I think the first question going out the gate would be, please explain the cannibal thing. Which we're not supposed to make a joke. Oh, my gosh. All right, folks, it's the end of the weekend edition. Thank you for listening. Thanks for the calls. Thanks for the direct messages. Thanks for the words of encouragement. It means everything to me. And we're going to be right back here on Monday, bright and early. So please make it a great weekend. And do take care out there. Kyle Warren with you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.